Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Imagine living in lake country, surrounded by some of Wisconsin's most beautiful lakes, and then discovering that the water is too polluted to swim in. Back in 2010, the beach at Lakefront Park in Pewaukee was closed for more than half the summer because of elevated E. coli levels. The Pewaukee Lake Water Ski Club had spent decades bringing families together through summer ski shows, and they suddenly couldn't practice or perform. So what started as a simple effort to test the water for harmful algae and determine whether it was safe to ski grew into something much bigger. A handful of local residents, local advocates, conservative leaders, and community volunteers realized that the challenges that Pewaukee Lake faced were not unique. Lakes across the region were dealing with many of the same things: pollution, invasive species, runoff, and growing environmental pressures. That realization sparked the creation of our nonprofit guest today, which is an organization that for the past decade has been educating thousands of residents, connecting lake country leaders across southeastern Wisconsin, and helping communities work together to protect the waters that define life in lake country. Today, we're joined by a gentleman behind the effort to talk about why clean water matters, what they've learned over the last 10 years, and what every one of us can do to help our lakes stay healthy and clean for generations to come. So welcome to the show today, John Macy, president of the Lake Country Clean Waters Nonprofit. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. We welcome everyone, and we hope that they'll learn something about our organization today because of your generosity.
Well, I sure hope they will. I will as well. So I'm excited to get started. So I gave a little bit of the background in the opening, but tell us a little more about the story behind your work.
Absolutely. The Pewaukee Lake Water Ski Club is well known in the area, and they've been performing for years and years and years, and for generations, to be honest with you. And so it was a huge blow to them and to the community when the lake no longer would allow them to put on their show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so people got together to decide, you know, how to educate people about the problem. I mean, they immediately, when these type of problems come up on the lakes, they immediately try to notify everyone because it's very dangerous to be in the water. And in particular, you'll find this interesting, they warn us about our dogs.
E. coli can
kill the animals, and the animals are used to swimming in the lake.
Right.
And so they have to get out the word. But this group, they decided they needed to do more, because the water quality, as you know, was compromised, and the club was unable to practice or perform. And so that summer, they partnered with the Pewaukee Kiwanis, who had a running beach party.
Oh, okay.
Through interconnections and fellow members and things like that, they decided that they needed to bring awareness to this situation and to start beginning the process, which is the key, educating everybody about not only the specific problem, but the long-range problems for lakes and things. So in 2011, the Lake Country Clean Water Festival was born. A festival features a large education tent, and many of our partners and people we do projects with come and put on displays at the festival to educate. It's geared in many instances to the children, but also for the adults who come to the festival, and they come in and we, in a very, I think, clever way, start to educate people with the booths and the displays and things like that that they have. So there was a group dedicated to raising public awareness about the growing need to preserve and protect the lakes. Then in 2015, two of the Water Ski Club members, Jeff Lee and Joyce Shepard, joined with Susan Buchanan, who was the executive director of Tall Pines Conservancy at the time, and a local environmental attorney, Don Gallo, created the first organization. and started to begin this education process. The organization was originally called Clean Water Association, and today it's the Lake Country Clean Waters.
Okay. Well, tell us what the initial goal was, and has it changed at all?
Well, the initial goal was to build on the Water Ski Club's educational process and their efforts to educate the community. You know, early on, they worked with the local farmers in order to deal with the runoff and the watershed issues.
Okay.
And a lot of that work has been very successful. And there are other watershed organizations that, and a farmers group that have sort of taken up the mantle for that aspect of it. And we've shifted more toward educating people about the lakes and the effects the communities have on the lakes and things like that.
Okay.
Still very general, because that's the key to this. We have to educate everybody who lives, works, and plays in this area about how important pretty much what everything they do and what effect they'll have on the lake if they aren't educated as to the proper processes,
right.
If that makes sense.
Oh, for sure, yeah, for sure. Well, what makes Lake Country Clean Waters different then from other lake organizations?
Well, that's a great question. And I think every one of our organizations is constantly working to figure out where their role is and in what they can do best to help educate, because we all have the same goal in mind, I think, and that is mainly to educate everyone about the value of these lakes and how to protect the values of these lakes. So
they're around for our next generations to come, right? If we don't take care of them.
Yes. Well, the value on these of the properties, everything will change if these lakes die.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have to preserve these lakes. We try to educate, you know, on a very simplistic, straightforward manner. We're a big picture in the education, but also we handle very specific topics. For example, if I may, I mean, the one we recently did on salt and road salt and what to do in winter and what we all should be doing. Fabulous program that we had some people come in and speak on. And everybody plays a role. Mm. If you put salt on your driveway, you're playing a role. And no matter how far away you think you are from the lake, it's amazing. And we have demonstrations on how that salt still can get into the water.
And I imagine people don't even think about that.
No.
Right?
That's the biggest problem.
You mentioned that. I'm like, I didn't think about that at all. Well, we're close to a lake, but we're not right on a lake. But those are the types of things that, as you say, people need to be aware of because we can all do something to help protect them. Tell us, John, why this organization resonates with you personally.
I've been on lakes for 50 years. And so I've been very fortunate. You know, my parents had a summer place on one lake, and then I moved to a lake for 10 years, and now I've been on another lake for 30 years.
Okay.
I started as a lifeguard in high school, taught swimming in college. I don't think I have the right sign, but, you know,
you're not a water sign.
I'm not
from
a water sign,
standpoint.
I think. I guess not. But for some reason, I sort of lean that way. And so I immediately started to notice when I was on the lake, from others who were educating me, how what you do affects the lake.
Mm.
And one of the first things I did when I moved to one of the properties is I bought like 50 copies of Living on the Lake book for the municipality to hand out to everybody who moved onto the lake so that they would begin to understand the effect that they have. Again, another very simple thing. Don't rake your leaves into the lake.
Mm.
It causes a huge problem. You know, there are sites that we can take them and grind them up and use them for other things. But you'd be amazed. Somebody moves onto the lake and you're watching them blow all the leaves off their property.
I imagine.
Into
and those
the
that
lake.
Have been around for a while are like, no, don't do that.
Or they've been doing it for generations and don't understand the significance of it. But there's just example after example. And so We want to educate them on these very basic things. They're so excited to be on the lake, which is great. It's wonderful. But, you know, pouring your gas into your gas tank while the boat's in the water is tricky. And you can do a lot of damage by spilling some of that gas into the lake.
Mm.
you know? And so there's just example after example. Now, maybe that one's obvious. Maybe most people
well,
would realize
yeah,
they should be precautious about what they do. So these are the type of things the organization, it tries to educate people on the basics. And so the club started just with that basic, you know, E. coli problem. We educate them on how to measure certain things in the lake and which is the best company to use.
Oh, that's,
you know,
yeah, that's that, good.
And yeah. A lot of the people of recent have come to us and said, what have you learned? You know, what are your best practices? Every lake is different.
Right.
Every situation that the citizens have to deal with are going to be different from lake to lake. But there are certain things that everybody needs to know.
Well, you talked about a couple different things. What's the main issue that you're addressing right now when it comes to clean water?
I couldn't pick one thing. I really couldn't. There are certain things happening that people are dealing with. Some have too much water. Some have too little water. And so you're dealing with all of these different issues.
We're avid water people as well. And we have a cottage up north, but we also go boating on a lot of the local lakes. And I know recently when we took the boat out, they had a guy standing before we even launched asking, has this boat been anywhere else prior to coming here? And I know they've done that in the past, but they certainly hadn't done it for a while. And so we were like, oh, is there an issue with this again currently? I guess the thing that comes to my mind when we're sharing information is, why should we care? I mean, I know because we're avid water people. But for our listeners, we want to just make sure that they understand the importance of this. Why should we all care? And what does your work mean to lake and river lovers?
We need to care because we have this amazing area with all these beautiful lakes, and other parts of the country didn't get in front of this problem early enough. Mm. And so now they have a lot of lakes they can't use.
Aww.
And we're very fortunate right now because all of our lakes, none of them other than the E. coli problems, which come up, but our lakes are usable, and we want to make sure our lakes continue to be usable. And we want monitoring, especially the salt is a huge, the phosphorus and the salt issue. We want to be able to have a database so we know if we're heading in the right direction and how concerned the communities need to be about some of these issues. You hate to say it, but it's when the problem gets really bad is when people start to sometimes pay attention more.
Oh, sure. And we don't want to get to that point.
Yeah. And the reason they're concerned if with the boats coming on and the ballast being emptied and whether you wash down the boat from your prior lake and things is because they don't want the non-native species coming into the lakes. And there are some that come in. Zebra mussels was a very big issue for years, trying to keep them out. But they eventually sometimes work their way into the lake, and then you have to deal with that and some of the other weeds and things like that that you're trying to keep out of your lake because the goal is to have a healthy lake.
Right.
However you define that, but you want a healthy lake so that everyone can continue to enjoy the lake and use the lake, whether you live on the lake or not.
Well, and I think that's a good point because up at our cottage, it's a small lake, but there are people that come to use the lake, which is fine. But for those of us that live on the lake, once they start doing certain things that are damaging the lake properties, many people get very, very frustrated.
Absolutely.
And they're saying, you know, you can't do that. You need to learn what is acceptable or what is not acceptable on this particular lake. And I know that there are certain things that would apply to all lakes, but I think you're right. Whether you live on a lake or not, you should understand what the rules are of that particular lake that you're visiting.
I like to call it the culture of the lake. And so if your generation's on that lake, you know that between just as a courtesy from 11:30 to 12:30, nobody water skis because we like to take the pontoon boat out. Now, you don't necessarily need a law. I hope you don't need a law. You have your culture and or what direction the water skiers go on. And somebody shows up, dumps onto their boat on the lake, and all of a sudden they're going in the wrong direction.
Exactly. They're coming too close to the edge or, you know, something. Yeah.
They don't know where the rocks are.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think it's important that people know. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, John is going to share some of the programming and the projects that Lake Country Clean Waters is involved in. So don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is John Macy, president of Lake Country Clean Waters. So, John, you talked a little bit about it in the first segment about some of the topics, but I'm curious now about your programs and projects. Can you share what some of those are?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about the Pewaukee Lake Festival, one of our key projects. And again, that's geared toward children in many aspects of it. And we think that's so important that we get people starting to think about this, you know, younger. As I said, the adults come also, but it's geared to the children on a Saturday. And then we have a Healthy Lakes Conference every year where we have speakers come in and speak on what we consider to be the hot topics. We have a quarterly, we call them quarterly meetings. There ends up to be three or four. And those are just topic-specific issues that the lake leaders have told us are important for their lakes. The other program we have is called our Lake Leader, and we get together twice a year to roundtable with the lake leaders and get them to get to know each other and to get to share their issues and their solutions that they've dealt with. So those are our programs.
And, okay. You know. And now let's say, because I think the salt issue that you talked about was really interesting. Do any of the programs or the seminars that you do, are they recorded so people can come back later and watch them or listen?
Yeah, we started that a couple of years ago, putting together a resource library. And so like the one on the salt, we're trying to get out to all of the municipalities, sending them a letter telling them if you want to know, you know, things. We have some communities that mix salt and sand. They've already started to understand the situation and aren't spreading just straight salt. And we sort of have a goal to try to, you know, educate them as to don't use more salt than you need to. It was fascinating when they gave the program, which is in our library, how they said, you know, you don't need for your whole driveway more than, you know, a coffee cup full of salt. And we're out there throwing salt.
Oh, exactly. We're using the whole bag. Yeah.
So I know this winter, I was much more cautious about, use the whole bag. Then you know for sure you won't have any problems.
So people go to your website and there's a resource library there that they can.
All our tape. We at the Healthy Lakes Conference, which will be in fall this year, September, I believe. And we'll tape all 17 of those programs and put them into the library.
Okay.
So that's our goal, is to just gather this information. So you can click on the one that's important to you or you're dealing with this problem. We're hoping that we'll eventually have so many programs that that'll be the resource that you will go to from your lake leader issue and try to find a solution and educate the people on your lake of that problem or that situation.
And is it just lakecountrycleanwaters.com?
I believe it is.
Okay. Yeah. And I imagine partnering with other like-minded organizations in the community is so important to help you further your mission and your goals. Give us an idea of who some of your partners are and how do you connect with them?
Great question. And yes, our partners are very important to us. We have the Oconomowoc Watershed Protection Program, Tall Pines Conservancy, Waukesha County, Pewaukee Green Team, Waukesha County Land Conservancy, Lake Pewaukee Sanitary District. These are all organizations in this area with the similar concerns. And the way they've become so helpful to us because they not only have the knowledge, they provide speakers. I can't tell you how generous these other organizations are. When we call, and now we have three or four of these organizations have representatives on our board because they've been such great partners. So it's been great as a resource for information, but more particularly, they provide speakers for us. DNR has been great in that regard.
You don't always hear that.
I know, and I have lots of other issues
DNR,
I can say, but I make the call, and the wardens are
I'm sure they're great.
I know exactly, but we aren't going there.
We're not going to go there. Yeah. Well, share some of your success stories, because people will ask me, well, how do we know that what this particular nonprofit is doing, how do we know that what they're doing is working? And I think we can share that or help people understand better by sharing success stories. So do you have any of those to share?
Sure. I think one of our recent programs that I spoke of was the Lake Leader Gatherings. We just started it a year or so ago, but every one that we hold, we have more people and we have more lakes represented. Mm-hmm. I think the word is getting out. If you want to meet people and share information, first you have to have the contacts and then you share the information. You got to go to these meetings. We call it, what's the dating thing where you go around and move from table to table?
Oh, speed dating?
Speed dating.
Okay.
We have speed laking.
Oh.
And so
are you saying that Lake Country Clean Waters goes beyond Lake Country?
We do. We have,
in terms of the people that are coming to the meetings,
right,
and their lakes outside of Lake Country?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We follow the three different watersheds, the Conemaugh watershed, Rock, and I'm going to miss one, but the lakes are all connected as part of a watershed. And that's another thing we educate people on.
Okay.
Where are you getting your water from? What lake is sending their water to you? And what is the quality of their water? That's another thing we educate people on. And even at the Lake Festival, we teach the children about the watershed and how, you know, it gets into your lake or into your well, even, mm-hmm, if, you know, depending on the situation.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Do you have a particular dream about what the future holds for Lake Country Clean Waters?
Absolutely. It's to educate every person who lives, works, plays out in Lake Country area as to the importance of the lake and to educate them as to what they need to know if they live in this area.
Okay.
And so I want to get first all the lake leaders to get to know each other and to start sharing information. And of course, now with the way we can communicate and
right. All
the available resources is just fabulous. You couldn't do this, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, but now we can share information so quickly and good information. So I want to start with the lake leaders. Then I want to go to the lake homeowners, spread it out to there, and then all, everybody else to just make them begin to understand this fabulous resource that we have and how we have to protect it.
Okay. Well, and I think our listeners can all help in that dream. We can help you realize your dream, John, by advocating for Lake Country Clean Waters, because I think advocacy is one of those things that people, it might be underrated. I mean, we can't be everywhere, right? But if more people know about what your dream is, what your goals are, your mission, they can be out there sharing with other people. So I would say if this is something that interests you, check it out and then share it with all your friends. I would ask you then, John, and in closing our interview today, what would you say our listeners can do to help you further your mission and your goals?
First, go to the website.
Okay.
Look at the information, see if there's something that triggers in you a need to know more information on that topic. Mm-hmm. Educate yourself. We've all been going to school for years, you know, and so we know we need to be educated. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to the website and you look at our entire library and you look at the topics and you say, oh, boy, I'd like to know more about phosphorus. The guy at our lake leaders recently reminded us that just because your lawn service is willing to spread the chemicals four times a year doesn't mean your lawn needs those chemicals
sure.
a year.
Yeah, he and said, the damage that it can do. So
he said, with all the rain in April, you don't need four treatments probably for that.
Okay.
That's just such a basic thing.
Uh-huh,
and everybody, you know, many people have those services or do it themselves.
Right.
And it affects the lake, and they don't realize it affects the lake. So very practical, and that's what we like to do, take very practical approaches to these problems, ones that we think everybody in you know, can live with, and everybody can still, you know, have their beautiful property, their beautiful lawn and things like that.
So. But I think, like you said, we should be continual learners always, because we don't know what we don't know. We should always be looking for ways to educate ourselves to make our world better. But I think there's so many things that we don't have any idea that we would have an impact on.
Exactly.
So if you don't live on the lake, certain things that you're talking about, I mean, I've learned so much in just our short time together, understanding that, we don't live on the lake. We live close to it, but we don't live on it. There are things that we can do or should not be doing And if all of us know about that, how much better that would be. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I thank you for joining me today, John Macy, president of Lake Country Clean Waters. And I appreciate you educating us on so many topics and just helping us understand that there are resources available for people to go to learn more about it. So thank you for being here today.
I'd be remiss not to say we are a nonprofit. We're always looking for contributions. Every dollar helps us to educate people as to this. And also, I'd be remiss not to thank you and your company for this opportunity and this fabulous service that you provide to the Lake Country area.
Well, you're certainly welcome. And is there a donate button on your website?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So again, I think the easiest way is to just Google Lake Country Clean Waters. Understand that there's a resource library there, and there's a nice donate button that if you're interested in doing that, you can bless this organization in that way. So I appreciate you being here again today.
Thank you.
I invite you to join us every week because we have a new nonprofit that we're interviewing that is going to share all the ways that they're making a difference in the community. And what's nice is that if you're looking for a way to plug in to offer your time, your talents, your treasures, this is a great way to do that because you can learn about a new nonprofit, understand how they're making a difference in the community, and decide if you want to come alongside them and help them in some way. So tune into Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. A new episode drops every Thursday morning to learn more about some great nonprofits. So always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, remember to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.